K-Rock.
So Holy Moly is this new show that's coming up on Channel 7. It's essentially Wipeout, that show from America where they do the obstacle course and they wipe out, but with mini golf incorporated.
Yes. Okay.
Some big stars going to be on it. I think Stephen Curry from Golden State Warriors has like a share in the ownership of that show.
Yeah, you were telling me that, which sounds really weird because he is worth so much money.
Yeah, well, so of course he's like spending it, investing it in different...
Yeah, investing it. But for them to be like, right, we've got an idea for you, mate.
Yeah.
Here's his TV show. And for him to be like, yeah, cool.
Yeah, here's some money. Anyway, so Greg Norman's on board and he's done one interview. One interview in the lead up to the show. He's like, I'm only doing one chat.
Yeah.
And it was with the Herald Sun's Holly Burns. Well done, Holly.
Well done. Wouldn't do it with us. Yeah.
Good get, girl. Anyway, he's come out. Now, you may remember back in November, there was a bit of controversy around old Greg.
Mm-hmm.
Old Greg.
And the old Greg.
So in November, he whipped the world into a fit of giggling and blushing when a photo was posted on his Instagram of he and his dog walking on Jupiter Island on a beach in Florida.
And his pet was there too.
Yeah. Well, there's certainly, I don't know what kind of dog he's got, but it's certainly half mongrel, that's for sure. big bloody bit of driftwood swinging about there.
Aye, Captain.
That's right. Where's the mast for a ship? it's definitely a shipwreck.
Oh, Lordy. Yes, I remember it well. November, you say.
It's like round the twist. It's a bloody lighthouse. Anyway.
It's a big buoy?
No, yeah.
Sorry.
Anyway, he is a big buoy. Anyway. Anyway, so this happened in November and he just didn't say anything and everybody lost their mind. Like the whole world, it got an extra 10,000 Insta followers. The whole world lost their mind because of this very graphic photo of him in his boardies clearly going commando.
He was walking into the wind most likely.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
It's just so much definition. It's just when you can make eye contact with it, that's when you know.
It's anyway, looking at me.
Yeah. Anyway, so I love that he's finally in this interview addressed the issue, addressed the photograph, and he's revealed that he found the whole saga hilarious.
Okay.
Good on him, as you would.
Yeah.
He said, I was just out walking my dog and it is what it is. I think some of the comments were hilarious and I don't normally read the comments, so it was quite a bit of fun.
Okay.
A close friend of Norman's also claimed that he was aware of the interest and found the storm amusing. And that's all you're getting out of him from sources or from him. He's literally gone, I was on the beach. Yes, it's my day. Like, it's my day.
Okay, this is the thing, though. Right. I've just looked it up again.
Yeah.
He would be so chuffed. Do you know what I mean?
Well, like that the response that it's getting.
But also the fact that it's like, you know when it's like you go out on a night out and you might see someone that you don't like or maybe it's your ex or something and for some reason everything looks good.
Yeah,
your hair looks good, your makeup looks good.
You're like on point.
And then that's the photo that gets released to the world. Like someone takes a candid snap and you're just like, oh, guys. No, and everyone's like, oh, my God, you look so good.
Yeah.
And you're just like, nah, whatever. That's what that is.
That's that picture. That's that picture. Either that or he's got a metal detector and he's just swinging it left and right, left and right.
Tom and Loggy. Tom and Loggy's podcast, K-Rock 955.
What you think about, mate?
Hey, mate.
Yeah, mate.
Is it still called a Brazilian if a guy gets it done?
I believe so.
It's not like a Mongolian or anything like that.
Did you inquire?
No, I'm asking for a mate.
To inquire about the service?
No, well, I'm just... It's not for me. Just whatever you may think, it's not for me. It's just what I'm thinking about.
What you thinking about, mate?
haven't missed the show, here are the best bits of Tom and Logie.
Tom and Logie
on K-Rock.
A little bit later on the show, we're going to give away some family passes to the Sesame Street Circus Spectacular. We're talking the guys from Silver Circus combining with the guys from Sesame Street to make a spectacular show live at Warm Ponds from the 28th of January. You can book now at Ticketmaster.
Who have Silver Circus combined with?
Sesame Street.
Right.
What did I say?
No, Sesame. What's Sesame? Remember how you pulled me up for onion the other day? What's Sesame? Where's the Z or the Z? Where is it?
That's a different thing from putting a G in onion.
Sesame. Sesame Street.
Oh, all right, mate.
Tell me how you get to Sesame Street.
Says are you.
Tom and Logie. Tom and Logie's podcast, K-Rock 955.
Do you know that I've been helping a lot of friends with their babies?
Oh, yeah.
Because there's been an influx of them, as we know.
Well, yeah. And
shooting out of everyone.
It's a great way to describe it. Also, you've got a dog, so you get it.
I get it.
You know what it's like to be a parent. You know exactly what it's like.
Oh, I'm so proud of him. He's just really learned to like listen and stuff now. It's so nice when you watch them grow and you think the values that I instill in him will make him all the better.
What's really rewarding is when they actually start talking. You can have conversations with them. They talk back and stuff.
Oh, well, I do. I make a little like what's that? What would you call that? How do I explain that?
A sock puppet hand motion.
Like a sock puppet hand to Wombi, and he talks at me.
He does. Is that just what you do while he's barking at birds and whatever else is going on in the
neighborhood? I'll show you one day.
Okay. Great.
Mm. But I have been, you know, learning things about babies and the fact that when you feed them, bottle feed them or feed them, you know, but I'm not a mum, therefore I have nothing to feed them with, so I have to feed them with the bottle.
Sure.
Right? And then you have to burp them. Yeah?
Yeah.
And then there's different burps and all this stuff. It's just all new to me.
Mm.
I can't do the hold by the throat burp. I don't like that. I can't do it. I feel.
They can't hold the head up.
Yeah, I know. But that's why, you know how you hold them from the front and like tap them, but you put your... Yeah, I don't know. So I throw them over the shoulder.
Yeah,
I do the shoulder one. I prefer that one. Anyway, burping away. Yeah, sweet. And then I was chatting to Josh from the Departure Lounge the other day.
Yeah.
And I was tapping on my back. And he's like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm burping myself. And he's like, what do you mean? I'm like, I do not burp yourself. Like whenever, if I have like, you know, some... Coke or Fanta or whatever.
Yeah.
Sprite. Coke especially.
Yeah.
Right? And I'm like, I just tap myself on the back and burp myself.
Okay.
And he was just like, no one does that. And
no.
I'm like, surely, okay. You don't do that?
No, because I'm an adult.
Yes.
I just burp when I need to burp.
No, but it doesn't always work like that. Sometimes you need help. It'll change your like burp yourself. Trust me.
What's the technique?
Or you just there's no technique. You just kind of get your arm, right arm, over the left shoulder.
Like so almost like you're kind of doing a, you know,
wrestling move
around your neck, and then you hit yourself in the
between the shoulder blades there. Just give it a light little.
I can't imagine that's doing anything at all.
No?
I can't imagine that's helping at all.
It is 100%. 100%. Burp yourself, people. I thought everyone was doing it.
Okay. I'm not sure what to say. If you do it all the time, why haven't I ever seen you do it? Huh?
Because you don't even know when I'm talking directly in your face.
No, you're right. I don't remember or pay attention to much at all. So I'm going to start paying attention though.
Do you know what would be great?
What?
Later on today in a meeting, you'd be like, guys, I've just found this new thing, right? And it's really cool. You just burp yourself.
Tom and Logie. Tom and Logie's podcast, K-Rock 955.
We're asking you, can the babysitter sleep on the job? This is after a story that came out last week that I told you. Babysitter was in the house with a child. Mum went out, got really late, babysitter fell asleep because the kid fell asleep, right? Kid ended up waking up, calling 000 and hanging up, as some kids do, and you should never do, by the way.
Yes.
But because they didn't get a response, the 000 caller, the what do they call, the operator, was a bit worried, sent the police out, police rocked up, found some illegal plants growing in the
some sort of crop. I mean, I wouldn't know. Like, I don't really understand the process myself or what it's all about. But it's certainly it's indicated in the article that it's some sort of hydroponic crop.
Yeah, set up. And we were discussing out of this story the babysitter sleeping on the job, and I'm thinking, well, if the kid's asleep, the babysitter can be asleep, yeah.
Yeah, I think so. Carly's cousin babysat for us, and he and his partner, they fell asleep on the couch. We got home and they were snoring like bloody, like two trains in the night. Anyway, and we grabbed the monitor and snuck off and let them sleep, and they woke up in quite the flap. But then how do you wake someone? I mean, that's a topic for another day.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know how to wake people that I don't, you know. Know that well.
Well, the other thing is I don't do babysitting. So do you do babysitting? Is it implied that you're awake the whole time? Give us a call.
Katrina, you're in Lara. What's the go? What's the politics around sleeping babysitters?
I reckon we can sleep. Okay. I do. When my babies are asleep, we sleep. So, as long as the parents are aware of it, But yeah.
So are you sending them a message going, hey guys, it's 10 o'clock. I know you're not back for another couple of hours. The kids are down. I'm going to have a kip.
Yeah. Well, I'm still there. The children know I'm there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So why not?
Yeah. See, that's what I thought.
Okay. Well, okay. That's good to know.
There you go. We've got Matt in Lovely Banks. What's your thoughts on this one, Matt? Can the babysitter sleep on the job?
G'day, guys. Yeah, look, I reckon I've fallen asleep babysitting. I've had my babysitters fall asleep. Mm. No issues there whatsoever. My only thought was if the 000 had called back, the babysitter should have heard that phone call and been alerted by it. I hope it wasn't a deep sleep, because that'll land you in all kinds of trouble.
But see, that's the thing. When you drift off, you don't know what type of sleep you're having.
Yeah, but I think if you know that you're a deep sleeper, then you're probably trying to not fall asleep when you're in charge of.
But that's
other
hard
kids.
Because normally a babysitting, like what you're the dad, right? So you know.
Yeah.
If you're going out, you're making the most of it, yeah?
Yeah.
We're paying for the babysitter. We're going to be out till 4 in the morning.
No, mate. No, you don't get it.
You don't?
You go out for like an hour and all you do is talk about the kids, and then you go straight back home because you feel weird.
Yeah.
All right, good point though, Matt. Jennifer in Leopold, what are your thoughts?
During the day, you can't. So if you're babysitting during the day, even if you're out, I don't think you can do it.
Yeah.
But at night, I do it a fair bit, but I set my alarm because the parent always kind of tells you, like, what time they're going to be home. So I always set my alarm for about half an hour before they're going to go home so that I'm awake and, like, to it by the time they get home and they don't have to wake me up. So I always try and set it for about half an hour before and I'm waking up. But I'm also a really light sleeper. And I'll always wake up during that time and, like, go check on the kids, make sure they're still breathing, and then go back.
Yeah.
That'd be so awkward having the parents get home and, like, poke you and be like, hey, wake up.
Yeah.
Here's $50. Wake up.
Come on.
Get out of me house.
Mm.
We want to go to bed now.
And then the alarm goes off.
Or even worse, you wake up and the dad's spooning you and it's 3 a.m.
What? Tom and Long. K-Rock.